Whilst you are consciously aware in a physical form, you will find it incredibly difficult to feel the frequency and the emotion of a metaphysical world. The only time you can achieve this whilst in a physical form is to achieve what you call an out-of-body experience. Even within the process of an out-of-body experience, your conscious will still apply a metaphysical philosophy in that you will want to create a physical form within an out-of-body experience. This is not how we create. This is because you are still attached to your conditioning within the experience you are having in the out-of-body experience. So the complexities of understanding are immense. This is why it is important for you, when you experience this journey, to remove your conditioning completely. Then you will truly experience the metaphysical. But this is difficult for you because you are thinking in a different language. This is where you will understand time, where you will understand mass and volume and space. You are constantly applying your conditioning to try and rationalize and understand the metaphysical. Whilst you will get an insight into this, you will never truly comprehend what metaphysical really is. All energy is formed through frequency. All emotions are frequency. Formation of energy is vast. It is infinite. It is continuing, ever expanding. Everything is energy formation in the physical world. Is a very complex web of energy. There is no necessity in the metaphysical world for the continuation, the formation of energy in the way you are continually forming energy in the physical world. It is true to say that the energy is continually changing within your physical world. When I say it is insignificant, it is insignificant. You have to use your imagination to know what the metaphysical world is capable of doing, of creating. Everything is consciousness. Every physical creation, a cycle of creation, changing energy from one form to another. On solid form to what you would perceive is not a solid form. It is not a game. It may appear as a game to you, but it is not. All created from the source, a cycle. Created, deconstructed, created, deconstructed, formed into different energy, recycled into different energy. You do not lose your identity. It is an egotistical thought that you would do this. You gain much, you lose nothing. You can choose. You can have one identity, or you can be a part of all the source. It is one. You cannot comprehend this. This is your conditioning. The vastness of the metaphysical, the creation from the source, is infinite, all-encompassing, overpowers everything you believe to be real in the illusion that you have created. It is a minuscule part of the process. You merely have to experience this, to know it, to be aware of it. This is your journey. You have what we would call a small understanding of it. You are at the beginning. It is true to say that other forms of life within the source, the universe as you might call it, physical forms of life, would like to intervene within your world. But it is difficult. It is as difficult for them as it is for you to accept that this is possible. Because if they interfere with your journey, there is consequences for them. They can only inform. They cannot interfere. They will create energy that is not necessary for them to do. It is dangerous for them, for their journey. I've told you many times, your journeys are different than most. You must work on removing all fear from your life of any kind and think in the positive always. Fear is a necessary tool within the physical, but not for you. You have chosen a different path. You must think once again in simplicity. Although you are capable of many complex thought scenarios, You are capable of dealing with many in one moment. You must think in simplicity. In the simplistic form of energy, of creation, from the source. It is now in what you call time, your time to do this. And to apply positive energy. The vibration of your physical world will be raised. It will be corrected. The necessary cycle, it is enduring at this moment, will form into positive vibrational energy. The process is taking place now. Although there is only one moment, you must hold two places. You must hold a place in the physical, and you must hold a place in the metaphysical. And you must bring them together to understand the process of what is occurring. You have the capability of doing this. You understand now how every energy in your physical world has created their own individual, each one and every is an individual story, a brand, around their own position. Whilst they are one, they have intentionally isolated themselves, each and every, only to form back to one, to the source. This process is occurring in what you call time, in the moment, now. As you would say, keep one foot in each space. It is a balance of the physical energy that you create. This is not new to you. You have a complete understanding of it. It is written within you. And you are remembering it. There is nothing that happens that is a coincidence. There is a uniformed pattern to all of this. It is created by the source. Each and every person is an independent energy, an independent flowing energy, unique within self, within themselves. However, part of the source as one, you will encounter these people in your life that have significance upon your journey also. It is infinite. Infinity is difficult for you to understand. You'll be beginning, no end. One moment. It is only position that is important to you.